Okay, well, let's commence the press conference. First questions, please. If not, how did this occur, the idea of this film? When you were shooting Pasolini, did the idea arise, or had you had an idea to making the film beforehand? I shot the film Pasolini. When I shot that film, I had no idea of making this other film. The idea emerged when shooting the film Pasolini. For us, from the beginning, it was something extraordinary. We were truly living the film that we made subsequently, The Mosque. And with that story, we decided to film it later for cinema. I would like to know, how do you think the film is going to be received in Morocco, especially for the defense of the characters, the defense of democracy and so on? I think that in Morocco, the film has already been seen in Morocco, and quite sincerely, I think it's been quite well received. I think that the film has been liked because we've addressed a very complicated and complex issue. It's a religious and a holy issue for us and sacred. But the cinematographic way it's dealt with or treated was neutral. At least that was my approach. They say we addressed a problem, but we didn't try to provoke. There's no type of provocation in the film. You can see believers or non-believers can see the film, and everybody makes their own opinion as regards the issue. I think the way it's treated is a very complex problem. I think the three taboos in cinema, sex, religion, and politics have to be dealt with, above all, from my point of view, as a Moroccan who lives in Morocco, it's a very difficult point of view. If I lived in another country, I could do what I wanted. But there in Morocco, addressing the problems, one has to be quite delicate. One has to not collide and scandalize. It's the approach here and the way we address it, which is interesting. Further questions?
Más preguntas, por favor.
Any further questions? I'm going to ask a question myself. Did you like the film? From a technical point of view, whether you thought the film was a correct film, quality speaking, from a quality standpoint, I haven't seen the film, and I would like, not in a cinema, projected in a cinema, and I would like to see you. So it's the first time you saw it. Could you give you your opinion on how the film appears from a technical standpoint on the screen? Does anybody want to say anything as regards to this? Nobody has no opinions as regards to the film? No? Yes. A question is going to be asked over here on the right. I'm here as a friend of Daoud, and in turn, I'm accredited as a journalist from a small university, a journal which is called, it's a cinema and also a health magazine. I would like to know what Daoud thinks about this film with his promotion vis-a-vis Spanish audience with this film. How does he think this is going to be projected? Well, I'm not too sure how it's going to be promoted. Being such a prestigious film in San Sebastian, for me, that's sufficient promotion when you come from a country from down south or a southern country, and that is important. But the film is going to be promoted itself. I've done my job, and I hope that the film will take a life of its own. I've finished my mission. I've done my job.
Il n'y a pas un problème avec le au Maroc peut-être il peut voir que l'autorité
Are there problems in Morocco, for example? Perhaps the authorities have been shown in a way, in a certain way, perhaps they are a bit unfair or unjust. It seems the moral power is very strong. Well, in Morocco, quite sincerely, there's no censorship in cinema. In my film, we're quite conservative. There's no drinking. There aren't any sex scenes. But there are Moroccan films. If you've seen Casa Negra or Black House, there are scenes there which collide. There's a man who masturbates in public in the film. But I think in Morocco we've overcome that stage of censorship that we used to have. I think in the last few years, no Moroccan films have been censored. In cinema and in literature, we have quite a numerous amount of authors who are quite free. They can write what they want without any type of limitations or restrictions.
Sí, yo antes que nada quería...
I want to congratulate my friend Daoud for the film. We met this year in Huesca in the festival where we were in the jury. I would like to talk to him about the reflection upon whether the cinema can truly help or not help certain populations, because it is true that the building of this mosque, several characters throughout the film helped to join the people in the town, but it caused the disgrace of this poor man in a situation which Berlanga and Azcona would have loved to have addressed it, because they would have loved to have done a film like this. I like the reflection several times throughout the film that the character says that the blame of everything is cinema. Is there a certain irony there when you say that, when the truth is, in your own experience, when you've shot films, the work that you've carried out in your country, have it helped certain people, or has it caused situations of this nature as well, that emerge in the film, that is?
Oui, je pense que...
Yes, of course. When we shoot a film, sometimes we cause problems or provoke problems, because even in the town or the village where I shot the film, Ajama, the mosque, it took 3 months to convince the people in the town to allow me to shoot the film, even when the authorities were supporting me, the police, the Kaib, the mayor, but the people in the town said, well, they gave me a very good idea. They said, okay, you've come along with the authorities to shoot a film. You have to ask an authorization to the local authorities or the administration in order to shoot the film. And the people in the town, which is in the extreme south of Morocco, by the way, they said, well, okay, if you've come on behalf and with the authorities, the administration, that is to say, you can come along and shoot the film, and we'll leave town. And I thought it was a magnificent idea for a film. And they say, we're not going to oppose ourselves to you shooting the film, but we can leave the town so that your team can come along and shoot this film. I thought it was an exceptional idea at the same time for a future project. When we shoot the film, we have a project in mind, we've got to go all the way to the end and leave all the other things to one side. For this film, in which I hope I've managed to make a fiction documentary, the truth be said, because the people who have participated in the film, the actors, apart from the main actor who works in theatre, all of the rest are people from the town, they're inhabitants of the town or the village. It was a bit difficult for me to write the dialogues. I let them have a lot of freedom at given times. And this created problems because they couldn't criticize a mosque, because a mosque for Moroccans is a house of God. It's something which is holy and sacred. And even if they wanted to knock it down, they couldn't do this. Even when we made the film, we had that feeling. In our team, there are people who pray when they have to pray twice a day or at the end of the day, and we addressed the possibility or not of praying in that mosque, because the truth, it wasn't a true mosque, it was just decoration. people are believers, and we have to respect these people, and this generated quite a lot of problems. But as always in Morocco, everything was finished and resolved with a party. Someone who was very wealthy, a gentleman who's very wealthy, the owner of certain land, who promised that he would build a genuine mosque. Any further questions?
D'accord. Alors, si, si.
If we've understood correctly, there are opportunities in Morocco, lack of censorship, therefore. Yes, I say this quite sincerely. In Morocco, Morocco is a country in which many, many films are shot, US films, European films, and you know quite well that we are quite hospitable, and when we receive people who come to shoot to our country a film, we're not going to have anyone there who's going to control or censor them, because the Americans usually surround something with a place to shoot with a wall. But Morocco has a beautiful light, it has good decoration, has good locations. It's good for location shooting for anyone who wants to do it in the world. Cinema is not a question of censorship or democracy. Cinema is emotion. If there's something to tell or to not tell or to keep quiet about, the idea is not to provoke, because unfortunately there are a lot of films, for example, European cinema is slightly a step behind Korean film or Oriental films, because we continue to focus upon what provokes and we forget the human factor quite often when we see a film, a Kedostani film, an Iranian film. It's like a poem, and I'm more on that side of films, not on the side of provocation, but everyone's free to do whatever the one feels like. I would like to ask you, you said that the actor works in theater, the main actor of the film, but I would like to ask you, whether you play your own role, whether he is truly Mohad, and the land where the decorations were built is his land. And I would also like to know, how does that character live in reality, whether he continues with the problems that I imagine the mosque hasn't been demolished yet. Undoubtedly, he's a theatre actor, he's a play actor, he's never shot a film, he's an elderly man, but I like theatre actors. An actor works in theatre and then in cinema, that's my point of view. Moha is an actor from Marrakesh, I also live in Marrakesh. He's a character, he's a fiction character, Moha, but the owner, the true owner of the land in which the film was shot, has now become very wealthy. I saw him a while back, and I said, you're going to have to start to pay royalties, because a lot of Moroccans that come here to visit your mosque, it's like in the film. And I thought that was quite extraordinary, because before he was a farmer who had his, well, he had potato crops and other sort of vegetables. He grew vegetables there. Now he's bought mules, and he dresses better. He spends more money, and people come to the town to visit the mosque. And, he said, and I told him, you've got to play copyright royalties, because you're taking full advantage of the occasion. Any further questions? If such isn't the case, thank you very much to everyone.